This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Cancer Connection formed to help Southeast Alaskans beat the odds by helping Southeast Alaskans find care and treatment closer to home. And it's no coincidence that one of its main fundraisers, A Walk and a Run, goes by that slogan, Beat the Odds. And, of course, that 5K run and two-mile walk has been going on for 30 years. And joining us today to help us celebrate what Cancer Connection has accomplished, Emily Ricci. She's the president of the board, and she herself is a cancer survivor. So, Emily, if you don't mind, I would just love to start off maybe with hearing your personal story.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show today. I first became aware of Cancer Connection after I was diagnosed with cancer, and I was 31 years old, and the diagnosis came as a surprise to me and to my husband at the time. We had only been married for about a year and a half. And, a cancer diagnosis is always shocking, regardless of the type of cancer or the severity. And although we had so many really positive aspects in our life, it was still incredibly challenging. And so as I went through the surgery and then later chemo and radiation, I found myself really needing to reach out and trying to understand what was happening to me, what I should be expecting, work through some of the feelings I was experiencing, and as well as trying to understand some of the logistics that I would need to navigate in order to be very successful with my treatment and get the best outcome. And so I ended up reaching out to Cancer Connection and being put in contact with some of the board members participating in their survivorship groups. And that's when I first became aware of Cancer Connection and the services that they offer to this community. And for me, Beat the Odds is really special, because the first Beat the Odds that I participated in, I had finished chemo and radiation about 2 weeks prior. And, prior to starting cancer treatment, prior to surgery and everything, I was able to run and exercise pretty regularly. But following everything, it was really challenging for me to do something like a 5K. I remember thinking about doing that 5K run and deciding, I'm going to do it because it's Cancer Connection and it's Beat the Odds. And I want to show myself that my body can handle this, that I can recover, I can heal. And so when I completed that first race for me, for Beat the Odds, I was the last one over the finish line. I was accompanied on either side by two very, very wonderful friends. And it just felt like such a huge achievement after everything I had gone through to be able to use my body and complete this race that would have been, kind of a no-brainer for me a couple of years prior.
So do you think that there's something that happens at the Beat the Odds race, maybe that's a little bit contagious, like hope?
I think hope, and also it's a great time for people to remember both the challenges that they've experienced with people who are cancer survivors, as well as some of those people who have faced cancer and who aren't with us anymore. And so I know there are so many people, at least for me, I didn't always realize the impact of cancer as kind of this disease category on our population and the people I knew until it impacted me. And then I began to really, it opened my eyes to the impact that I was seeing with my friends and my neighbors and my family members. And I think about some of my good colleagues and friends who have passed, and we meet up at Beat the Odds. We wear buttons with their face on them or memorial hearts to memorialize them. And so as much as we celebrate our survival, it's also a wonderful time to gather and think about those other individuals as well. So it's always a very emotional event.
Well, 30 years is something to feel emotional about. I mean, that's quite a track record there. And a lot has happened in 30 years since the Beat the Odds run began, and a lot very positive. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I feel very fortunate to be part of the organization now. It's almost like a new generation of Junoites coming together to support and engage in this organization, which was really started by some incredible community members. I think about like Ruth Johnson, Tish Satry. There's just a number of people that have been instrumental to making this organization successful. And Kathy Brissett, I believe, was actually the founder of Beat the Odds, and she's still very much an active community member. But the programs that Cancer Connection offers today include things like a travel assistance program, as well as a subsidized apartment in Seattle for people that may need to travel to Seattle for treatment. And one of the items that I think has really changed, particularly in the last like 5 to 10 years, are the treatments that are available here in Juneau locally. So we have radiation oncology now through Southeast Radiation Oncology. We have infusion and chemotherapy section at Bartlett. And so people are able to access care in Juneau in ways that were not necessarily available 5 or 10 years ago. So our programs, those two programs I talked about, the travel reimbursement as well as the Seattle apartment, are still very much used. But one thing that we're seeing now is we're seeing individuals use that travel reimbursement to come into Juneau from other outlying communities, where maybe we used to see that travel reimbursement be used to bring people to Seattle. Now they're able to come and get services in Juneau.
So before we run out of time, can you give us the particulars on how we can help with this event?
Sure. We really want to get the word out. The event is still going on. We are still in the middle of COVID. So we want to make sure that the event is, we are making some changes to the event to make sure that we're being very cautious. Everyone that comes should be prepared to wear a mask, vaccinated or unvaccinated. We're going to require mask wearing for everyone. Runners and walkers alike, anytime you cannot maintain 6 feet of distance. So bring your mask. And we're also doing things a little bit differently this year. So be prepared for a couple of changes when you get there. Most of the tables will be set up outside instead of under the covered area at Riverbend School. So we're just trying to keep everything outside. And then we really, really want people to pre-register online. Typically, we see a lot of registrations the day of the event, but we're asking people to register online just so that we can keep things moving and, again, keep people from forming large groups.
So before we go, one final question. What's on your wish list to accomplish with this fundraiser and future fundraisers?
You know, after a year of virtual events, we're really, really excited to see people in person. So my wish list is for people to pre-register ahead of time, bring a mask, show up to the event and get ready to take photos, enjoy the walk, enjoy the run, and celebrate, you know, the community that's come together to help cancer survivors beat the odds.
It seems to me that that is a very doable wish. So everybody,
I think so.
Make Emily happy. Register in advance. Thank you. Emily Ricci, she's president of the Cancer Connection Board.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.